Okay. All righty. So we are now here for episode number 7 of the I Know What I'm Talking About podcast. And we got another guy here who, another guy who knows what he's talking about. I got Ethan White, a former guest, Ethan White's older brother, Evan White. Thank you, Evan, for, you know, taking time out of your day to be on the show today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for the invitation. And, you know, I heard a few episodes, especially with my little brother, and you're doing an amazing job in representing San Antonio.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I most definitely appreciate that a lot, man. I'm most definitely trying to put on for real.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and get started. So, Evan, just give us a brief, you know, like a brief overview of, you know, your stops in your college basketball career.
Oh, yeah. So, been growing up with the basketball in my hand. So, always had basketball in my life. Started playing in high school at East Central High School, class of 2012. I was a varsity on my sophomore year. Did not get literally no minutes, but I wanted the competition. I wanted the coach to see my face, that I wanted to be on varsity and wanted that experience. So it wasn't, even though I did not play a lot my sophomore year, I don't regret it at all, because it helped me for my junior and senior year and learning from the seniors and their experience and whatnot to help me with my senior year. Sadly, we lost first round of the playoffs, even though we got tied in first place for district, then moved to Lamar State College. Lamar State College, same thing as Ethan. I'm the one that helped him get there, so he's welcome. I wasn't just me. It was his hard work and everything. But I was there for Lamar State College, played there for 2 years with Lance Madison, great coach. With that, helped me to a scholarship at Oklahoma City University, which is the D1 NAI. I was recruited by Coach Phelps my junior year, and then he had an opportunity to leave after that year. So my senior year, I played with a coach called Vinti Patel, Coach Patel. He's a coach for Angelo State right now. Yeah, he's right now. But he came in. That was his first head coaching job. And a lot of adversity during that. But we bump heads and more story on that. But I had a great year. Went to nationals twice in the NAIA my junior and senior year. Great experience. Lost first round both times. Lost in overtime my senior year. So, you know, that was just heartbroken because, you know, after experiencing the national championship, like just being there, my junior year, I was trying to go farther my senior year, but it was still a great experience. You know, no one can take that away. Did try to go to the overseas route, tried out in Germany, actually went to Germany, tried out for a few teams, was right. Great experience. Didn't get on the team, but came back, played semi-pro basketball here in San Antonio for the San Antonio All-Stars, for the ABA team. Mm-hmm. And just with that, I just got my calling to go into ministry. And so now I'm getting my master's in seminary. And while I was in seminary, I did try out for the TBL team in Waco. And mm-hmm. And that team, which is very shady, didn't respect the players. And a lot of teams quit. So that was a whole different drama. But it was. But other than that, but my basketball experience was a blessing, and now I am starting my own basketball training here in the Fort Worth Arlington area.
Right.
While I'm in working at a church, so it's just been basketball has blessed me with experience, with lessons through the good and the bad, and I just thank God for that.
Yeah, I can tell you most definitely, you know, especially going overseas, you know, having that trial, you know, of course that's gonna put you on, you know, you're going to learn a lot just from that experience itself. But mm-hmm. Just to let people know, The ABA league that Evan was talking about, the semi-pro league, there has been, I think, Jonathan Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
He played for the Spurs. He did play in that league also. I think he played for a team in Houston.
Yes. Yeah. It's not as big as, like, the TBL. It is growing slowly.
Right.
But a lot of players just play that to just stay in shape and whatnot. And that was me. I did went to other like tryouts for try to get on teams and whatnot, and it just didn't go as I planned. And a lot of shady stuff. And people know if you try out for overseas, you just gotta be careful who you connect with. And that was with me. But other than that, but yeah, it is slowly growing. But the TBL is doing a fantastic job with growing that. And It wasn't as big as it is now when I was playing. So,
exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, but you know, most definitely, like you said, you know, those experiences will most definitely help you, you know, in whatever coaching path that you decide to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But the next thing that I wanted to get on. So, when you saw that, you know, Ethan got the opportunity to go play, you know, at Lamar State, how did it feel kind of seeing, you know, your little brother kind of follow a little bit in the same footsteps as you?
It was truly a blessing. You know, I know he worked hard. He definitely worked hard. This is something he wanted. Especially the one thing that really hurt him was his injury. That was really hurt him with college experience and everything. Actually, my coach asked me about Ethan. It wasn't like I came up to coach and, hey, give my brother. No, Coach Massey came to me. And I told him that I give good work. And I'm not just because he's my brother, but because I think he'll be a great fit. I believe it was a great fit, especially that we have family in Beaumont, yeah, because my mom was born and raised in Beaumont, so it was a great fit for me. It was a great fit for my brother because we have family there. We see them sometimes, but now they actually live there and be with them. So it was a great fit, and I would just say like you won't regret him. And so that's why he got redshirted, and after that redshirted, he just balled out, he did the work. He did everything. I was just a helping stone to be like, hey, this is all.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He showed out there. Most definitely those, you know, 2.5, I guess, yeah, 2.5 years that he was there.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to ask you, so there's been, you know, a lot of, I guess you could say, controversy around, you know, the NIL, the rules and everything about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
Mostly, I've been seeing some college coaches, you know, they're kind of frustrated because, you know, there are some players that, you know, their NIL deals are worth more than, you know, their contract, their coaching contract.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think, you know, maybe or in the near future, do you think that, you know, the NCAA is going to, like, possibly have a cap on how much players are going to, you know, how much players can make off of NIL deals?
And this is with sponsors and everything, right? With
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have, like, so I'm for players getting paid because, you know, a lot of these schools use these people's names and everything, and they don't get a cent from it. And so I'm for it. And now, especially, I think because of just how social media is, you can make money anywhere with social media. And so with that, I actually don't know. I won't be surprised if I see NCAAs put a cap on that because it took them this long for players to get paid. And so now they finally are getting paid. I could see the frustration and I could see them getting the cap of like, you can only get paid by this much, but I still don't think it's right because the players still have to do the work. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, the players still have to do the work. And that if that's just like on TikTok or Instagram, they still got to make the post. They still got to make sure I use social media correctly. So mm-hmm. work to use their name because I even know AI got sponsors and they're not even that big, but they still use it because of their platform. And so, like, so if it, I don't think they shouldn't have a cap. I think paid and players should get paid if they're putting the work. Now if it, the one thing with the player, don't put that over like the team. Make sure, you know, the team comes first, you know, put in the practice, still putting your work and everything. But just a side hustle. Like, you're still trying to, like, I know players that didn't have full ride scholarships that still had to go to work to make ends meet for their food and all that, everything, while still playing basketball. So, I believe it's just like another job. That's what I think of it.
Right, yeah. Because I know, you know, also there are, you know, boosters. And, mm-hmm. I don't know all the rules with you know, NIL and the boosters, but from what from what I'm seeing, I think the boosters are still able to help players get NIL deals and also kind of put money into helping them or give, you know, trying to lure them to that specific university.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's I can see that. I can see that. It's just, man, I wish they had that when I was in school. Oh, bro, like what I said, like, because the power of TikTok, the power of YouTube, just the power of that, getting paid. Like, that's why I'm just like, if I was able to just do that, man, like, I forgot what player. He's a TikTok. He's on, play for Kansas. What's his name? He's big on TikTok. And he just, like, his life is basically just record his life as a basketball player in Kansas. And he gets a lot of followers. Right. I forgot his name.
I have no idea who you're talking about. I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, I think with that, it's people want to know. People want to know your life. And I think even – this is not with the NCAA. This was in the bubble in the NBA. JaVale McGee, he did a whole blog on – it's called In the Bubble. He just literally had a day of like, hey, we're eating, this is what they feed us and everything. And he got millions of views and getting paid through YouTube because he just recorded his day on and in the bubble. But people wanted to know. I wanted to know. Me and my wife watched his videos and we saw LeBron and everything. And like, it was really cool to see like his point of view of things. And I think that's what people want.
That's crazy. And I didn't even know about that. The only like really in-depth view that I got was when the WNBA did their documentary on ESPN. I forgot what it was called. It was called like how many days they were like in their bubble,
mm-hmm.
Florida. But I gotta go back and look at that one because I haven't even looked at that one yet. The one with
JaVale McGee, mm-hmm. It was just cool. Like we subscribed to him, and every time he dropped a video, it wasn't like a video every day, but he had people that edited his video. He recorded, sent it to them, they edited and posted, and it was really cool. And with that, he got sponsors.
Yeah. So I mean, I but like you were saying earlier, I feel like you kind of you graduated, and you came out literally 10 years too early.
That's what I said. Yeah, no.
Yeah. But yeah. The last thing that I wanted to, you know, get on real quick, but this is a long question though, but okay. But this relates to what you do now, you know, as a mm-hmm. coach trainer. Mm-hmm. So, what would you tell a high school senior, you know, who wants to go to a 4-year school, but mm-hmm. a junior college is the best option in the long run, or, you know, kind of the other way around? A player who's already at a 4-year school but wants to still stay at a 4-year school and wants to transfer to one, but, you know, the more realistic, better option for him or her would be to go to a junior college because, you know, we still have that, you know, that negative stereotype around a junior college. And someone, mm-hmm. you know, you and your brother – you know, succeeded at that junior college level because y'all eventually went on to 4-year schools after y'all left the junior college. So what would you tell, you know, a female or male athlete who's in that position and they kind of, they're hesitant on going to a junior college, even though that's the better option? What would you tell them?
That's a really good question. But I do have stuff. So it's going to be a long, so you gave me a long question, I'm going to give you a long answer.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
But not for, especially with what I'm doing, I'm in Christian ministry. So sports ministry, that's what I'm getting my master's in right now.
Right.
And, what is your purpose? And people put sports as like, I'm not trying to put it like, with religion and everything, but I tie like, oh, it could be religion, or this probably be with family. Oh, like I will be accepted by my family if I go to a 4-year school, or I only get accepted by my family or God if I win this game and everything. And that's really not it. That's really not it. It's really, what is your purpose in life? Because it's bigger than basketball. Like, if it's coaching, or is it coaching, it could be teaching and everything, but what is your purpose? And your purpose should not be, oh, this is a place of school, or this is a place. What is your identity? And so I would try to help the person to realize what is the smarter decision. And plus, what I learned in the past, one thing I had to sit down and why I went to Lamar State, why I went to Oklahoma City University. Are you going to be a little fish in a big pond, or a big pond, a little fish in a big pond, or a big fish in a little pond? Because what you fit in, it's not about the scoring. It's not about, you know, just getting a scholarship and everything. Of course, that's the ultimate goal. Like, yeah, I would like, yeah, who would not say no to a free ride, a full ride scholarship?
Exactly.
But does that school fit you? Because I know people that got a full ride scholarship and was not happy at all. Mm-hmm. You got one, find the school that fits you. Because your mental health is, one, your mental health is important, and two, finding your identity through life, and that's through the people you're with. So I just dribble jabble all that everything, but if a youth came to me and asked me, like, I want to go to this 4-year school, what school should I go to, everything, I would say, go to the school that fits you. Go to the visits. Go to the visit. Just don't go to, oh, I'm going to go to, I would say, even they're like, oh, I want to go to UT, and they're focused on UT. That's a bad idea. I'm not saying try. It doesn't hurt to try, because the worst thing you can say is no. Or, hey, we're interested in something. Go to the school, visit the school, and also check junior college. I'm never going to say a person to not go to junior college, but I will recommend it, right, especially around here. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Put your eggs in multiple baskets. Find your identity. Find your identity not through the sport, but through love, and if that's God, whatever religion it is, find your identity through that, and don't find your identity through basketball. I think that's the big issue. People find their identity through sports, or find their identity through education, and that's not the way to go. So I would definitely try to do that. So that's one, find identity through love, or whatever it is, or whatever your religion, or whatever you go by, and then find your identity, and then do the research. That's two things, do the research. Because now, shoot, like some people go straight to pro now. I know some people that go from high school, go straight to the pro.
Mm-hmm.
Look up before making big decisions, maybe even going to college and everything. So yeah, don't find your identity through sports, and love, and look up the schools. Don't put your eggs in multiple baskets. Don't put your eggs in one basket. Put your eggs in multiple baskets.
Right.
Look up the school, do the research, and continue grinding. Like Ethan said, just continue grinding. It's a grind. Because you're facing everyone around the world to play college, because coaches are recruiting players from overseas.
Right.
I had players from the Bahamas, I forgot what country it was. I think from Germany. I forgot where you're from, but from different countries, and just continue grinding. it's not all about scoring. If you know you're a great rebounder, be a great rebounder. If you know that you're a shooter, stick to be a shooter. You do not know your role on the team. And yeah, that's a big three thing in a quick response without me going super detailed.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, all that was great knowledge, you know, for somebody who, you know, whoever could be listening, to get rid of that negative stereotype of going to a junior college, because, you know, a junior college is going to do nothing but good for you, because, like you said, if you're a bigger fish in a smaller pond and you're still, you know, it's just a good place for you to, like, hone your skills, basically, to do that, and you know, just to, because some people kind of get intimidated, like freshmen, they get intimidated going to a 4-year school, and then they might be going into those big auditorium classrooms with, you know.
Oh, bro, yeah, I'm blessed that I did not experience that. I'm blessed I did not experience that, because Oklahoma City is a small school. It's right. It was a blessing not to. My average class was about 15, 20 people. That was like,
yeah.
And I got to know my professors, but I hear stuff like, yeah, it's not easy trying to, if you have a class with 50 plus kids or 50 plus students and all that, that couldn't be me. I couldn't do that. And yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, because when I was at Texas State, and some of the athletes, they were, you know, that were freshmen, sophomore. Some of that, you know, those big classrooms, big auditorium classrooms where it's, you know, 50 to 80 kids, 80 students in one classroom, that's kind of intimidating a little bit. And then you got, you know, their counselors and their coaches always telling them, like, hey, be in contact with your professors, this and that. And, you know, they just kind of find that, you know, all that hard to handle because it's so many people. And then they just kind of feel like it's hard to get in contact with them because, you know, it's so many students. But, yeah, thank you for that knowledge, though.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, it's not easy. No matter what college you go to, it's not going to be easy. But especially if you go, like, the D1 schools, I don't have experience, but just hearing people from it and everything, it is not easy. It's not rosy. Like, life's gonna be easy. This is everything. Not saying that was their dream, but you know, people transfer because it wasn't the right fit. And I have the bless. I was blessed. I never had to transfer. I only transferred one time because junior to my other school, and Oklahoma City was the right fit for me. I had to. It doesn't mean I had to face adversity. I had some troubles and everything because I was away from home. I was a whole complete another city, no family. That was the biggest struggle. But I still believe Oklahoma City University was a great fit for me for basketball, for the friends I made. I still have friends that I still talk to today. I still hang out with today. And I'm not saying you're not be able to make that to schools that you don't fit, but. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just, you know, I would never regret my decision going to Oklahoma City. And you still can get impact. You still could go pro. You still could go make an impact to your life or your family through any school. It just depends how you do it. And just like Ethan went to Olu, and I know his situation. So, like, he went to Olu, he went to Xavier, then went to, didn't play a lot of minutes, which I was frustrated at my brother. He's like, he deserved more minutes, but he didn't play a lot of minutes at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and now he's doing his thing playing in Mexico. So, there's different routes, there's different hustle, there's different hustles, and I'm happy how there is different ways to go pro. And today, it's not just a one way, like, you have to go to college, you have to go this. No, there's multiple ways to do it now. There are multiple ways now. So I think in my point of view, it is dying down to like, you don't have to go to D1 school because now you see more black kids, more black athletes going to HBCUs. Like, yeah. you've seen that more. You don't see them going to, you see that more. You don't see them going to these all-time big-time schools. Not saying that, like, they're, like, of course, the top players are going to go there, which they deserve, which they're the top players. You know, you can't say no to that. But now I think when time goes on, people are going to realize that, hey, I can go to this school and still make an impact. I still go to this school and make an impact. And you're going to see a lot of changes in the brackets and March Madness, because mm-hmm. these other schools are coming out of nowhere. And that's what I like to see.
Yeah. And we're not talking down on, you know, going to big schools, big division.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We're not talking down on that. We're just talking about, you know, sometimes it's better for, you know, 18 or 19 year old to go to a junior college for maybe 1 to 2 years to get, you know, the college.
Get feet wet.
Yeah. To get a college experience in a smaller atmosphere and then eventually go back, you know, mm-hmm. maybe their sophomore or junior year to a 4-year school.
Yeah. And that's one thing Lamar State College helped me. They prepped me for, like, hey, we're preparing y'all for the 4-year school, because, man, when I said that transition to high school, the college, I was the best player in high school. I was the best player in high school at my team. I was one of the team captains. Made it, like, yeah, I did and everything. Now when you get to college, you are playing against your team that you have, all of them was the best player on in their high school. And you're playing against more people like that. And then especially when you go pro, you're playing against you're moving up. And I think junior college is a good footstep to get your feet wet, to learn from coaches, to help them grow, to be a student, and to learn the game to help you for that 4-year school. Because if I went to a 4-year school as my freshman year, I don't think I would have made it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I would have made it.
Right. Well, yeah, so that was some good knowledge that I wanted to get out there for, you know, freshman, sophomore, 4-year school, or maybe a high school senior. Mm-hmm. That's kind of confused on what they want to do. But that's kind of all. That's all that I got for this episode today.
Oh,
most definitely. Thank you for being on the show today, giving good knowledge on different topics and subjects. So yeah, I'll be back next week for another episode. Might have a guest, might not. But we're gonna be back right next Sunday or Monday. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for the talk. Anything, let me know.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Thank you. All right. I will see y'all next week.
In peace.